Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth.
This is one of the great moments in Toronto sports history, in Canadian sports history. It's one of the best-known moments in sports on the radio in Toronto. Tom Sheek performing the play-by-play in Game 6 of the World Series Baseball Championship in 1993. It's the moment of Joe Carter's famous three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Toronto Blue Jays their second World Series championship in a row. Baseball has a long and beautiful history on the radio. Sure, there was a time nearly 100 years ago when baseball team owners pulled the games from the radio until they realized how many millions of fans and dollars they were missing in ads. Otherwise, for almost as long as there has been radio, there's been baseball on the radio. But the corporation that owns the Blue Jays and the radio station that carries their games have just made one of the most anti-radio moves in radio or baseball history. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 18. It's tempting to take a deep dive into the history of baseball on the radio and to listen to some of the brilliant play-by-play announcers in radio history. But for the moment, there's an issue more urgent. Rogers, which owns the Toronto Blue Jays, and its Sportsnet, which brands the radio station that is home to the Blue Jays games on the radio, is dumping its radio broadcast team. It says what we'll hear on the radio is the play-by-play from the TV broadcast. What? The company claims this has something to do with travel protocols during the COVID pandemic, although the same rules were in place last season, I understand. I think it has something to do with cutting costs. Regardless of the reasoning, in my opinion, it's a shame. Blue Jays baseball on the radio was the soundtrack of the city in the glory years of the Blue Jays in the early 1990s. I can hear it right now. It seems you could not go anywhere in Toronto in summertime without hearing the games on the radio. Get into a taxi, the game is on the radio, and it sounds so good. Corner store, Blue Jays on the radio. Neighbor's backyard, cars driving by, passing a shop with an open door, office, pubs and bars even, because radio is so much better. Blue Jays on the radio were even cranked up in some offices at Chum because workers needed to hear the games. Play-by-play on radio, for any sport, is by necessity more descriptive than TV play-by-play. The radio crew watches the game for the listener and tells us what is going on. On TV, plays are described or not, often analyzed rather than described in real time, because the viewer has also seen it. Putting the TV audio on radio does not work. You can train a crew to do it for both, yes, but it has to be descriptive radio style first and foremost. So, I'm going to sample a couple of Blue Jays moments here comparing radio to TV. First, here's a random bit of radio coverage I happened to record in April of 2019 while producing an episode about play-by-play on HD high-definition radio. That's in Season 2, Episode 12, by the way. Listen. A new member of the Blue Jays is at bat. It's Eric Sogard.
Infield's traditional behind Samardzija. And the 1-2 pitch. That's rocketed out to deep right field. Did you get enough? So long, Sogard! Eric Sogard with his first home run as a Blue Jay.
Pretty clear on the radio, a new team member gets his first home run as a Blue Jay. Here's how it comes out on the TV broadcast.
Fly ball to right field. Duggar back. At the wall. Gone! Eric Sogard just keeps swinging it for the Blue Jays.
Sogard didn't hit a home run last year in limited bats for Milwaukee, and it's his first of the season, and he put a charge in it. Eric Sogard, this is his 12th career home run, and it goes over the wall deep into right field.
I'm not ready to give up a radio crew for that. Now, how about that big moment in Blue Jays and Toronto sports history from the top of the show? Such a moment as Joe Carter hits that home run that wins the Jays the World Series. The radio moment is so well done that it pops up everywhere you search. The TV audio, not so much. But let's start here on TV.
Now the 2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Joe Carter with a three-run homer. The winners and still world champions, the Toronto Blue Jays.
And now, the way Tom Cheek describes it for us on the radio.
Joe has had his moments. Two balls and two strikes on him. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Baseball play-by-play on the radio tells the story. It describes the action. It gives us the sound. We feel it. Listening on radio is free. Maybe that's the problem. Radio reaches places without TV distribution. Jays games are typically not on TV. They're carried on channels you have to pay extra to get. Radio is used by people who can't afford that or who don't have internet good enough to stream live video coverage. Radio is used by people who cannot watch on a screen. Taking away specialized radio discriminates against people who are visually impaired or blind. It goes against the idea of accessible media. The Blue Jays will become the first, the only team so far in Major League Baseball to stop producing a radio specialty play-by-play broadcast. No other team has done it. Every other team in the major leagues has a home team radio crew. This new anti-radio, inaccessible media approach on radio for the Blue Jays is to start the very weekend I'm recording this. A listener deserves so much better. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.